Moncrief on News Talk.
We are edging ever closer to an era where many things will be delivered to us by drone, and those craft will have many other applications as well. And when that era arrives, who will make the rules surrounding their use? In the capital, Dublin City Council is already working on this. Jamie Cudden is Smart City Lead. Good afternoon, Jamie.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. So is this like air traffic control or some sort of separate body when we have all these drones in the sky? Who will kind of organise the whole thing?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, we've seen even over the last 5 years, massive increase in the number of drones, both using them within the city council to support our services, but also, as you say, you know, commercial operators, you can, even parts of Dublin, you can order takeaway and coffees. You know, there's other companies delivering medical supplies. So, you know, this is just growing so, so fast. And, you know, as you say, you've got the air traffic control that manage, you know, the airspace with all the airplanes. But then you've got this space above cities where at the moment, the Irish Aviation Authority look after it. But that will have to be done in collaboration with local authorities just to make sure that, you know, the needs of citizens and communities are happy with these drones flying around the sky and, you know, hopefully delivering benefits. But equally, you know, we don't want to be too noisy. We want to worry about safety and all that type of stuff, you know. So we really have to work together to get it right.
Yeah, and so are you looking at a time scale as to how much time there is to get it right?
Well, I mean, I think it's just moving so fast. In fact, actually, there's no cities that we know of around the world that have cracked this. So it's just because technology is moving so fast. So what we've set up for the next 2 years is a partnership with Research Ireland, a research centre called LIRO at Maynooth University, some really smart researchers, the Irish Aviation Authority and the City Council, actually work together to map this out, to look at how do you use technology to help monitor it? And also, you know, how do you set the rules and how do you make sure you take on board the concerns of citizens and communities at the same time?
Yeah. Now, Dublin City Council already uses drones. What do you use them for?
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. Over the last 5 years, we've seen a huge increase. So even for monitoring construction projects, you can put a drone up and track the progress along construction projects, active travel projects. Also, in terms of monitoring buildings, so, you know, dangerous buildings, you know, instead of having to put scaffolding up and close a road and do a survey, you can just put a drone up and scan it. Also, our fire brigade use drones for situational awareness and emergency response. So, yeah, huge increase in how we use these drones to actually improve the services that we deliver.
Okay, and so do they need, especially, say, for the emergency services, do they need permission to do that, given that they can't accurately predict when they're going to need one?
Yeah, so emergency services, you know, with the regulation from the Irish Aviation Authority, have special permissions. So, you know, if there's a fire or an emergency incident, that they have ability to do that. But for everyone else, you know, there's very important kind of guidelines and regulations coming from Europe that the Irish Aviation Authority kind of oversee. So you have to actually apply for it in advance. You have to have training. You have to make sure your equipment is safe, etc. So there's loads of good stuff there to make sure that this is all done in a safe way.
Yeah, is there a minimum height?
Not exactly, but I think it's about 200 meters is it up into kind of air traffic control. But you know, there's that, you know, space above, you know, from the, I suppose, the footpath right up to, you know, where we see airplanes in the sky. You know, so that space that we have to figure out, how do we map it? How do we make sure people know what's happening there? How do we make sure there's not too much of it? How do you make sure that the drones actually just navigate and don't crash into each other as well? Mm. So it's air traffic control for drones, I guess.
Yeah. No, you have a thing called a drone in a box. What's that?
Yeah. So as part of the 2-year project, you know, some of the innovations that we'll be piloting will be one is a drone in a box. So do you imagine putting a kind of a network of drones across rooftops in the city? Now, you wouldn't need too many. And that whenever there's an emergency or you need to deliver a drone service, they just pop out of the box. You have a pilot, you know, controlling it remotely. And they're off, you know, whether delivering blood supplies, medical supplies, defibrillators, or doing important monitoring of congestion or environmental issues. So can you imagine just having the ability to do that and not worry about traffic and congestion? It'd be a game changer, wouldn't it?
Mm, but would you need an individual person controlling each one, or could some of these drones just do it? You just press a button and the drone knows what to do.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that. Now, of course, at the moment, we're moving to that beyond visual line of sight, and that's starting to work quite well. But then into the future, you'll have AI and you'll have all sorts of smart technology, as well as, you know, as a backup operators to be able to kind of just check in that it's working okay. So yeah, no, the technology is moving so fast. So we're just trying to think about, okay, what could this look like? How could the city benefit from it, and how can we do it in the best way possible?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and it will take traffic off the road. It might create a parking crisis, though, a drone parking crisis on all the roofs. We shall see. Jamie, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Jamie Cudden there, Smart City Lead from Dublin City Council.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.